Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, Evolokimab. Heart, why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
It's time to talk sport. I'm joined by Colin Bouygues from Off the Ball. Colin, good morning.
Hiya, Pat. How are you?
You're a United fan, so you're delighted last night.
Are you about me?
As
yeah.
Indeed was I.
Well, we are United fans together, and we're troubled by what's been happening and also grown accustomed to it. But they won last night quite comfortably in the end against Athletic Bilbao. They're 1-0 down at half time on the night.
Now, they were carrying three going in, so they were comfortable
enough.
Yes,
so on the night, but they, Bilbao could have scored two more goals, it would have been interesting, but they were missing their two most attacking players, and the Williams brothers, Nico and Inaki, and then in United, in the second half, got their act together when Amad Diallo and Mason Mount came on, and the latter scored his first two goals at Old Trafford since moving to Manchester United. Mason Mount got two great goals.
He's been injury troubled and all that.
Absolutely played. He scored a Federico Maqueda-like goal. Do you remember that goal from back in the day, 2009? He scored that, and then a left-footed goal from just inside his half. So United are through to the final to play Spurs.
An all Premier League clash,
against the near basement boys in Spurs and Man United, who have had dreadful campaigns domestically. But Spurs beat Bodo Glimt on the night 2-0, went through handily enough on aggregate too, and it's going to be on 2 weeks' time, actually. It's Wednesday, midweek, the week after.
Given
next.
Where the two of them, Tottenham and United, stand on the table, they're not going to be very aggressive, I'd say, in the last few games they have, because they don't want any injuries before.
And I mean, like Ruben Amorim, the Manchester United manager, has admitted that. Like, they lost 4-3 to Brentford last weekend in the Premier League. Wouldn't even bat an eyelid to that. So it all comes down to this. It could be Ange Postecoglou's last game in charge of Spurs, which would be ironic because they haven't won a trophy since 2008. So we could leave with the trophy, and then say goodbye.
All right. So at the weekend, all eyes on the runners-up and who's going to get European football, who's going to get Champions League, and who's going to get Europa Cup.
Absolutely. So I'll just go through it there. So third to sixth in the Premier League, you have Man City, Newcastle, Chelsea, Nottingham Forest. So they're the European places at the moment, with Forest in the Europa League place. Aston Villa are just outside the European places on seventh. With 60 points. So Man City have 64 points and Forest have 61 points. So that's how little there is between third and sixth. So I'll go to the games now. So Man City have a handy one, Pat. They go tomorrow to Southampton, one of the worst sides we've ever seen in the Premier League, St. Mary's at 3 o'clock. And the big game then is on Sunday at 12 midday, the unusual start time, at St. James's Park, Newcastle United against Chelsea. So that's fourth against fifth, level on points. So they're both still in the Champions League places, with Nottingham Forest just outside those places. Nottingham Forest, they entertain Leicester City later on Sunday at 2:15. Leicester, of course, another terrible side in the Premier League, who have gone down. So they have a good opportunity to get 3 points there, Forest.
All right, staying with the beautiful game and the SSE Electricity League.
So the games now, we have a full complement. 7:45, all these kickoffs. You have Cork City against Derry City, Shells against Pats in the Dublin Derby, which is probably the standout game on paper. Although you could argue Shamrock Rovers against Drogheda United is as well in Dublin Tallaght, because Drogheda are top of the league. Elsewhere, you have Waterford against Galway and Sligo Rovers against Bulls.
And the URC continues, I suppose, Leinster licking their wounds after last week. So
yeah, they sure are. Yeah, so it's all about tonight, really, involving two Irish provinces. So you have Munster entertaining Ulster at Thomond Park. Both these sides have not had good URC seasons. Munster 9th and Ulster 12th, but the playoffs are still a possibility. Of course, they won Champions Cup rugby next year. But tonight really is all about a farewell in Limerick to Pete Romani, Conor Murray, Stephen Archer, and Dave Kilgoyne won't be playing, but he's leaving Munster as well. So it's a sad day for Munster, at the end of an era, and also it's probably more worrying for Munster overall. But they play Ulster, it's a very strong Ulster side, and it's a good Munster team. So
and when you
really
reflect
good.
The number of Leinster players who are on the Lions squad, I mean, it tells you everything you need to know about Irish rugby.
12 of the 15 Irish players are with Leinster. Yeah.
Now, let's talk about GAA action. There is some over the weekend.
Yeah, well, there's cracking games. There's two provincial football finals happening. So you have Armagh against Donegal in the Ulster football finals. That's the reigning All-Ireland champions, Armagh. It's many people's favourites for the All-Ireland this year is Jim McGuinness's Donegal. And then on Sunday, you have a cracker of a Leinster final, Louth against Meath. So, of course, Meath beat Dublin last time out, which is an incredible result. But Louth, under former Dublin great Ger Brennan, are very, very impressive themselves. This was a repeat, of course, of the 2010 Leinster final, which ended in infamy, of course. It was the goal that went over the line that shouldn't have been given, and the referee was attacked. So here we are 15 years later.
And finally, all eyes on the skirt.
Oh, the skirt, yeah, absolutely. So it's going to be the Munster final between Waterford and Cork. So at the moment, as we speak, Pat, both pairs are going to wear shorts, no matter what the Camogie Association say. There's special congress happening in 2 weeks to vote again on that issue. But as we sit here this morning, right now, Waterford and Cork are playing the game with shorts.
Shorts, not skorts.
Shorts,
okay,
not
Colin
skorts.
Bowie from Off the Ball, thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.